this meeting, calling the meeting to order. This is the Orange County Workforce Development Board at 2:03 p.m. on October 25, 2023. Thank you all for being here. Everyone should have a copy of the agenda. If there are members of the public who would like to speak, we have sheets right outside the door. Please feel free to complete those and turn them into staff right over there. That will be the way that we are able to communicate and get your feedback. At this point, let's go ahead and stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance. And I would like to ask Ms. Kathy Boyd to lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Kathy. All right. So let's go ahead and do board member roll call at this time. Steph. Gloria Alvarado?
Here.
Jesse Benron? Kathy Boyd?
Here.
Rob Claudia?
Here.
Steve Carino? Mike Daniel? Sherry Hanlon?
Here.
William Hewitt?
Here.
Lorraine Hollenlays? Rajesh Jha? John Luker? Emily Salute, present. Doug Mangione.
Here.
Carlos Oregon. Mike Ray. Todd Sword. And Brandy Wetmore.
Here.
Excellent. So, while we await a quorum, let's go ahead and proceed with any public comments. Are there any public comments at this time?
No, there's no public comment.
No public comment. All right, so let's go ahead and move on to item five. Pardon me, item five of the agenda is actually an action item. So what we'll do right now is to introduce our new executive director of the Orange County Workforce Development Board. And before I introduce her, I would like to thank the staff, first of all, for taking the time over the summer to recruit, get appointed, reappointed a total of it looks like a total of eight folks who have been part of the board got reappointed over the summer, and then four new members of the board who got appointed as part of the 21. So thank you for all of your work on that. And that's part of the reason why we took a little bit of a hiatus over the summer so that we could focus on fast tracking. And thank you again for fast tracking the recruitment of our new director. So at this time, I want to share a little bit about our director, Ms. Nancy Cook. So had a chance to meet with Ms. Cook for the first time on Friday along with Renee Ramirez right over there. So thank you again for your time. Let me just go ahead and talk a little bit about Ms. Cook, and forgive me if I'm leading here, okay? So after completing a competitive recruitment, we are very happy and pleased to announce that Nancy Cook is our new director of the Orange County Community Services Workforce and Economic Development Division / Orange County Workforce Development Board. I'm going to say, so Mrs. Cook previously served as the special project manager for WEDD / OCWDD. So she has prior experience with this board. During her employment with WEDD, she provided leadership and special projects in which she was responsible for the oversight and management of all grants and community-based contracts, serving as a liaison to monitor successful implementation of projects in compliance with WEOA. Additionally, Mrs. Cook was the lead and primary author of the first OC regional plan, the first OC regional plan, and OC United local plan for the OC region, and led the coordination and collaboration of all regional partners. Most recently, Mrs. Cook served as the strategic programs manager with the county's OC waste and recycling department, and was responsible for high-level tasks that include program development, project management, along with data and program analysis. Not done. There's more. We are very, very confident, and the department staff is confident that in addition to Mrs. Cook's experience in strategic projects with OCWR and extensive experience and contribution to the workforce industry and WEOA, she will be an extraordinary asset to WEDD and the OCWDB. Mrs. Cook received her Master's of Social Work from USC, where she graduated with honors. Phi Kappa Phi, COPA concentration. I'm not sure what that is, but I'll find out what that is. Additionally, she holds a bachelor's degree in sociology of law and society from UC Davis. Mrs. Cook will attend and is attending our first meeting today. Let's all give Mrs. Cook, Nancy Cook, a round of applause. So happy and glad that you're here, Nancy, and everyone else who's on the staff. So during the course of this agenda, I'll be turning it over to Nancy, and then she'll be turning it over to staff as well. Any other additions right now? Okay. Let's go ahead and move on to, we'll readjust a little bit and move on to information items. Item 9, fiscal year 2022-2023 final program performance. There are 3 items under this section: business solutions, youth services, and one-stop operations. Nancy?
For business solutions, we have our program managers.
Good afternoon, everybody. Nice to see some of you again. Nice to meet our new board members. I'm Citlali Camon. I'm the business services programs manager. And I just wanted to give you some highlight information on some of the things that occurred in our business solutions unit during quarter 4 of last program year, which is 22-23. Our business solutions unit continued to thrive and have great feedback as far as customer service. We had a 4.8 out of 5 rating by those who completed our customer satisfaction survey. So that's great news. Our team continues to do a lot of great work and provide exceptional services to our business community. In addition, in quarter 4, we also had 1 career fair that was in District 5 in San Clemente at the outlet. It was very well attended. It was meant for, in addition to all of our adult job seekers, it was also meant for all of our youth job seekers, because it was the summertime, there was a lot of summer job opportunities. So it was attended by about 100 individuals. There were 58 employers in attendance. We received a 92.5% satisfaction rate from our employers and 87.5% from our job seekers. Some of the feedback that we continuously receive is, you know, sometimes related to weather, sometimes related to location. South County is a little bit further out, but it was still great feedback received overall. We also had 2 hiring events. The first one being with Orange County Transportation Agency. They did a big hiring event where 23 job seekers attended. And we also had a construction and automotive hiring event where 50 job seekers attended. And some information about our career fair and our hiring event. 10 individuals who attended the career fair reported that they received employment offers. And 13 individuals who attended our hiring event reported that they also received employment offers. So that's great news for us and for them. In addition to that, we also had our business and economic development call center, who is continuously taking calls and servicing not only our business community, but our community of service providers and our job seekers, who call in with questions. They assist them in completing NEOA applications, answering basic questions, and directing them to the correct resources, depending on the reasons why they're calling. In quarter 4, we received 1,093 phone calls. And in regards to the not great news, rapid response and layoff aversion, we also want to help our businesses who are struggling. In quarter 4, we received 14 WARN notices. 628 individuals were impacted by as a result of those WARN notices. So we continue to work with those employers who are laying off individuals to try to provide rapid reemployment, try to provide resources to those individuals so they can seek out our program services and we can help them find employment rapidly. We also had 4 on-the-job training and 10 work experience sites developed for our participants, and 6 of our participants were placed into work experience or transitional job opportunities. And one of the biggest things that we're trying to do is also increase our apprenticeship programs. We were contacted by 2 businesses who are interested in registered apprenticeship programs, and they were referred to Department of Labor and the Division of Apprenticeship Standards so they can begin that process, which is quite lengthy, but we have 2 businesses that are in the process of developing their apprenticeship programs. Any questions on our quarter 4 performance or business services? Yeah.
Would you be able to share who those businesses are, or at least what kind of jobs they're providing or training for jobs?
For the registered apprenticeship programs, we're trying to, one of the things we're focusing on is our non-traditional apprenticeship programs. And one of them is Orange Coast Community College. They want to develop apprenticeship programs, and as well as Coastline Community College and Community Mental Health Worker Apprenticeship. With that's a private office for mental health. Yeah, so that one's almost towards the end. We actually have also participants who are interested in that apprenticeship program. So we're just waiting for that final approval from DOL. And once they get that approval, they can go on iTrain and be one of the apprenticeship programs we can select. So that we're almost there. It was a very long process, but they're almost there. They just need to hang in there for hopefully not too long. Any other questions?
No. Not so much a question, but when we were at the NOB conference in DC back in March, there was a presentation by the state of California on the apprenticeships for the people that work in public transportation. And I noticed, I asked the presenter, because he happened to be, I think, from Northern California, if they were doing any apprenticeship work or partnerships with OSATA here in Orange County. And he thought there was a beginning to it, but he couldn't recall, you know. And their apprenticeship programs focused on training new mechanics with all of the new different types of technology, drivers that have to have additional training with technology, that type of stuff. And they all were obviously, you know, union jobs. So is there any follow-up, any potential that you could, you know, maybe work on with them just to see where they may be?
Absolutely. So we'll reach out to them. We've been working with them closely, not just on hiring events. We just recently had another, what we call Smart Apply, where it was more of information session for our job seekers so they can attend and learn how to apply with OCTA to get these types of positions. So we can reach out to them and inquire on whether or not they've try to register an apprenticeship program here in Orange County or, you know, anywhere, so we can try to piggyback on those plans and bring that over to Orange County.
I think one of the things they're doing is they're focusing on incumbent training.
Yeah.
They have mechanics that work on transmissions, diesel, and there is money from, I know the state, with the guy that was going around trying to work with the Teamsters. Because they have to be retrained now. The buses are either going to go hydrogen, some will be electric. You know, it's not going to be any more, gas powered. And that's what their mechanics in. So there is not so much an apprentice, but train those mechanics to transition right into the newer technology.
And if I can add, one of the things that we also want to concentrate on in this new program year is incumbent worker training programs. We've been having some discussions with Caliber Coalition about perhaps doing incumbent worker training with them. So those are some of the conversations that are currently happening. In fact, we've already started two incumbent worker training programs this new program year. So you'll be hearing about that hopefully in the next meeting. So we're trying to pick that up here in Orange County.
Thanks for the report. I also like the layout of having sort of a big picture and the outcomes at the beginning. Set up. I have a question regarding the 14 more notices, if you've got the data. Are those for companies that shut down, or did they relocate out of Orange County?
I can get you that information. I don't have it with me right now, unfortunately. I apologize about that. But I can definitely collect that information and then provide it to you via email. I can send it over to Nancy so that she can share it with you all. As far as who they were, whether they completely shut down, relocated. Because we do have a combination.
Absolutely. Are there any other comments or questions from the board?
I have one more question. Okay. When it comes to the apprenticeships, is currently the only way for an employer to go about doing an apprenticeship to contact DOL or DAS directly themselves in the county? Meaning there's like a host agency that we're developing at the Department of Ed so that employers don't have to go through the whole process. They could easily use a host agency to do the paperwork.
So DAWS, which is the Division of Apprenticeship Standards, is a host agency that's helping them develop the curriculum and walk through that process and get it approved and registered. And my understanding is quite lengthy to go through the approval process because it has to be approved curriculum. They have to have industry experts review that curriculum to ensure that it can be a registered apprenticeship, and we can utilize the DOL dollars to pay for those apprenticeship programs.
So the little difference is DAS is the Division of Apprenticeship Standards that actually helped Orange County Department of Ed become a host agency for employers if they didn't want to become a host agency on their own of apprenticeship. Mm-hmm. So it is the same thing, but one of the things that happened is we went to DOL first for the federal so that we could, because it's a competency-based model versus an hour-based model at DAS. And so the ones that are, there's already 16 non-traditional approved that are through DOL. And I think if an employer, I just wanted to kind of point that out, in case an employer doesn't want to go through the process of doing all that paperwork, they can easily just attach on and save themselves a lot of time. Okay. So for future consultation with businesses, they can certainly, if it's one of the five sectors, then we can talk about
that. That's great information.
Oh, that's good.
So it's a little bit easier for
them. Because that's the issue. So it's just such a lengthy process to get everything approved and get the industry expert.
Kathy, along those lines, so if a company were interested in going that way through the Department of Ed, do you have a sense of what the timeline would be?
It's actually extremely quick. They can start. Because it's already approved with DOL, we have 16 current job titles. So if the if they want to do a job title that's already approved, it can be tomorrow. If they want to do a new job title, it's just a couple of weeks before DOL approves the additional job title, and then they can do that.
Can I ask the
follow-up? Yeah, please, please.
Are those programs already registered on iTrade? Because that'll be the issue with to utilize
DOL. Exactly. So the next step after it's approved to the DOL or DAS is to look at the related supplemental instruction piece and have all of the providers be on iTrain so that we know if funding can be used to pay the candidates way through the related supplemental instruction. So for any employer that comes to the table, they have to, we can help them formulate what the related supplemental instruction is, and then we can work with the provider of the related supplemental instruction to get onto iTrain so that real dollars can be
incorporated. Kathy, do you have a list of those 16 programs?
I have the 16 job titles, and I will get that to staff tomorrow. And then, but the key to that is any job title can be approved, so it doesn't have to be limited to the ones that are already approved, and it's a short matter of time to get that approved.
Wow, that's
impressive.
Something. It's cool. So that was the non-traditional. The other thing that is happening is youth. So those are all also for youth, but they don't have to be youth. It can be either adult or youth, but high school students 16 or above are available to do these as well.
Great.
So that helps.
Thank you for sharing that.
Sure.
Important. Any other comments, questions regarding this action item or informational item?
Maybe something just to think, you know, in the future, CERC, as you know, a lot of money coming on, and we are, and probably somebody's going to report about it, but I just want to mention that we are in the preliminary identifying the jobs of the future, per se, that transition that we were just talking about. And so the next step after we do this is to actually approve some of the projects. And I think it'll be good to perhaps talk to those individuals so that we can connect with them, right, and support them if they have a project, so that those jobs stay within Orange County and they contain, you know, local hire and, you know, good paying jobs, safety and all of that good stuff when they graduate, upon graduation, right? So they're part of the whole training and programming system. So they might even get additional funding if they do that.
Thank you. All right. Hearing no other comments, thank you so much for the
presentation.
Appreciate that. Great. Let's move on to information item 9B, services, ready, set, and summer training and employment program. Yes.
Thank you. So we'll have our program manager, Maggie Lopez, speak on those programs.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Maggie Lopez. I'm the Job Seeker Programs Manager. And I'm going to go ahead and provide you the highlights for Ready, Set, OC for quarter four. For fourth quarter, we actually were very successful in expanding services at the youth leadership detention facility. We actually are providing a 12-week career preparation and virtual reality career exploration sessions for the youth. If the youth are still in there past the 12 weeks, we're actually still meeting with them one-on-one. And then from there, upon release, they're actually meeting with their case managers to ensure that they're successful and they continue making progress in the program. We also were allowed to begin facilitating in-person orientations at Juvenile Hall, which is new, due to the COVID restrictions being lifted. And instead of doing virtual presentations, we were allowed to go in there once a month and provide presentations to one or two of the housing units. Our goal is to provide them information about the program. In some cases, some of those youth may be released without getting sentenced, and that way they make the connection, they're able to come out and enroll when they get released. In other cases, they are going into these detention facilities where we're already providing services. So really making sure that they can make that connection and have the information for them to enroll while they're there. The other success that we had is we had 11 youth enrolled into our certified nursing program. And so our goal is to try to get them as much occupational skills training certification, and hopefully by the time that they're done with that program, making placements into the healthcare field. So some of the things that we're looking forward to is really increasing services out in South County with their new location opening up, really developing some of those partnerships or reestablishing some of those partnerships that had been left, obviously, for not having a facility out there for such a long time. So really trying to increase enrollments there, and then also expanding in-person orientations to the facilities as well. So although we're allowed to do 1 to 2 housing units, our goal is to try to reach more youth out there. That way we serve our target population, provide them as much information pre-release so that hopefully by the time they come out, they can make a smooth transition, making the connection to the case managers, really having the information, which makes a difference for them. The other thing that we are looking forward to, or we just began during the first quarter, is basically starting up our financial literacy series, which we partner with U.S. Bank and other banks out in the community where they come out and they do either virtual or in-person financial literacy sessions for our youth. They come out once a week and provide information on budgeting, loans, a little bit of everything to really help them prepare and be successful, especially when we're placing out in West and or as they're going to school and applying for loans and that kind of stuff as well. Some of the numbers here for in-school youth, we had 25 new enrollments for the quarter, putting us at a total of 95 in-school youth served for the year. For out-of-school youth, we had 49 new enrollments, putting us at a total of 320 out-of-school youth served for the year. And so on here, we also have the goals that we have on here, medium earnings. So you guys have it right in front of you. I'm not going to go over everything unless you have any questions for me. But we have fourth quarter numbers on there, and then our year-to-date, how we ended up for the year. So some of the things that we're trying to change a little bit is how we do for credentialing and stuff. All of the numbers were a little low. We're trying to identify different programs in order for the youth to participate and to be able to get stackable credentials and be able to earn those credentials a lot faster. We do have a lot of youth enrolled in longer term programs, so it's harder for them to be able to get those degrees within the time that they're enrolled. And sometimes if they're going to school and working, if we're able to allow them to get options to different stackable credentials, it helps them to be able to move up in the workforce and whatever it is that they're doing as well. Literacy and numeracy gains, same thing. For some of those, it's really the training program that they're in and or they're working towards a high school diploma. So really identifying other options for them of those trainings that they can do in a shorter period of time as well, and or offering those post-testing as well to be able to increase. Any questions on the youth performance? Yeah.
Not so much for performance, well, maybe under the degree or certificate.
Uh-huh.
When we introduced the Google Plus certifications, I know having more high-risk youth, you know, trying to get certificates in that certification, in addition to opening it up to the regular adult job seekers, do we know at all of any potential success or numbers for that?
I don't have those numbers in front of me, but we did offer that. And so we have had quite a few enrolled. I don't know if any of them have completed yet.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we have had both youth and adults enrolling in the Google certificate program. So we're trying to push for those kind of training programs. We also have a few other occupational skills training programs that are available that are shorter term that would allow them to earn those credentials a lot faster than what they're doing, working towards their AAUs or PAs in some cases, or other training courses that are.
That one in particular was self-paced, so they could complete it quicker if they put a lot more time into it. But we know you. The other part that I really liked about it, though, was the wages for the potential, you know, for them to apply for jobs. They were like in the $50,000 range.
Yeah, that's correct. So, like in IT and stuff.
Yeah.
And so it offered a lot of different opportunities, and the network that had been done with some of the businesses out in other areas as well.
Yeah.
So yes, we've had some discussion. I don't know, like I said, if any of them have completed, but we have been pushing for that one.
Yeah, maybe at our future meeting, maybe we could kind of dive into that a little bit more. Because I don't, yeah, it'd be interesting to see how many of the adults actually also, you know, participated separate from me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it was a little more successful for the adult. Yeah, just because some of it was a little bit higher.
Sure.
For you, yeah. But we'll look into it and we'll provide you
some numbers on
it. I do want to comment that I think the financial literacy aspect is a really good one to have included, as a lot of obvious reasons. I think it's important for them to think with the end in mind and have that pathway forward and know what some of the options might be. So that's great. Any other questions or comments regarding this information?
Yes. One more question. I know that you guys were and possibly still are pursuing the certifications through the Spider Labs. Is that still moving forward?
We have an RFP about to release.
Okay, so we'll see if that may be picked up. Okay, thank you.
All right, seeing no other questions, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I will also be providing the update for staff.
Okay.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
For staff, we actually were extended. So although it was anticipated it was going to be ending June 30th, we were extended up through December 31st. So we're currently still serving those clients. One of the bigger accomplishments is we increased the number of participants that were placed into work experience. So if you recall, STEP serves in-school youth mm-hmm. with disabilities. And for that program, we offer up to 200 hours of work experience and 40 hours of work readiness training.
Okay.
And then we had 3 participants that obtained employment. So although that's not one of the end outcomes, our goal is to try to assist them, ensure that they're successful to prove themselves. And hopefully by the end of the time that they're done with their while, some of the work that they're hiring them on. So 3 of the participants were hired that completed. Looking forward to actually developing partnerships with our South County DR location, which we have done during first quarter. We did do a few presentations out there and made some connections to increase referrals as well. And then the other thing was really to increase participation in the work readiness skills. So currently we are doing workshops or work readiness training for them twice a week and really encourage them to attend to be able to be more successful, address some of the issues that they may be having out in the work sites, and actually also assisting them with excelling in what they do and hopefully getting them to be able to get jobs once they're done. For the quarter, we actually had 7 new enrollments for quarter 4 for a total of 43 enrollments out of the 50. On here, we have performance for quarter 4 and year to date. So basically the bigger ones are, we had 42 for the year out of the 50 that have completed or that have started the work readiness training. One of them had been enrolled but didn't start until quarter 1. And then we had 35 placements with the 19 that we had during quarter 4. And so really our goal is to have them complete as many hours as possible. It really depends on where they're at and what they're able to do, because all of them are going to school. So for a lot of them, they may be doing a few less hours, so it may be going a little bit longer. But our ultimate goal is for them to be able to achieve the skills that they need to be able to get a job, put something on the resume, even if they don't get a job there. Our goal is to try to co-enroll them into other programs that may be able to assist them with those other needs that they may have. Any questions?
So for the STEP student in the program, who is the employer of record?
The foundation, community colleges. FCCC, uh-huh.
Right.
Correct.
So it's just like us from the partner organization.
Yes. So we enroll on, we provide the services, but they are the payroll of record. We enter everything into Workday and they get paid directly through that through a debit card.
Mm-hmm.
Any other comments or questions about this informational item? Again, thank you again for putting the goals and the progress. It's really nice to know what you have about the goals. I'd like to have a point of clarification from staff at this point as we move into the action items. And if you don't have quorum at this time, I missed it by one. Will there be a need for a special meeting? Are there any other items listed here that we go through them, or is there anything that we need to postpone?
Yeah. I think we still have one stop operations. And then if in fact we don't have quorum, then we will need to call a special.
Okay. All right. Pardon me, I were moving it to ask 9C, informational item.
And so we have our deputy director of finances.
Good afternoon, everyone. So I'm Francis Bunn, assistant director. As far as quarter four for the one-stop system, operator, very busy. As you guys probably remember, back in quarter four, we were located in Garden Grove for a center. So we had that center, which needed to be closed down by June 30th, which was a massive undertaking. Big appreciation to our one-stop operator staff, American Works, who did a great job in supporting us in those efforts. Because we not only opened up this center, as you can see here, but also a South County center in Laguna Niguel, which Annalise, I believe you got to see on Friday.
Last week,
And I'd like to extend the invite to any other board members who want to visit that center. Please just send me an email. We can coordinate a visit so you can see that center. That one's an affiliate location, so it's not the comprehensive location like we have here, but it is a beautiful center. It's got a great training room, also a nice career services area too. So if ever you want the afternoon off work and want to take a tour, let me know.
I think Lisa is going to have the next meeting out there, so we can do a tour in the next meeting. Perfect. Everybody.
Oh, yeah. Great.
So with part of that undertaking, obviously, we had to be here on June 30th, but we didn't want any interruption of service, so we utilized that mobile unit that we have. I'm sure you're all familiar with that big mobile unit. We had it in the parking lot at the center, so we were still able to provide case management, life services, a computer lab to the public coming in, who was coming to visit us during those last 3 weeks while we were, as you can imagine, 40,000 square foot facility. It's a lot of furniture, there's a lot of computers, there's a lot of staff that all need to be moved. And then we had a soft opening for Laguna Niguel and a soft opening here during that time. So very busy fourth quarter. As we move forward into the time being now, we're currently going through updating the MOU and the infrastructure agreement for the WhatsApp partners. I'm sure many people have been invited to those meetings. We're coming close to finalizing that, but obviously we have to update the infrastructure agreement. There's new costs associated with this center compared to the others. A whole bunch of partners. We're looking to bring in more partners. We also coordinate the grand opening that's coming today. So kind of looking ahead to today. As far as just some basic highlights, performance highlights, quarter four, we had 4,048 visitors to the one-stop center. Now that was just Garden Grove, so hopefully we're going to have some better numbers for quarter one when we got the two centers. 103 virtual trainings were done. We had a satisfaction rating of 88% from our visitors. And then as far as our co-located partners, a satisfaction rating of 100%. Any questions for the one-stop operation?
I just have an observation and a question. We're about, how many one-stop centers do we have? Two?
We have two.
Brand new.
No. Great question. So this is our comprehensive center, which is our main one-stop center, our workforce solution center. And then we have one affiliate location, which is in South County in District 5, which is smaller scale, but provides, probably about 75% of the same services.
6 blocks from my house.
Oh. next week, but it's a great location there. The goal is for us to get one location in each of the five supervisors districts, so we have good coverage throughout the county. Currently, we only have the two centers, but we do also have affiliate locations where it's other organizations that we go in there on kind of like a part-time basis, where it's the Manchester office building, helping individual like Justice of Bulk Youth. We're in Theo Lacey, we're in a couple of probation locations. We're constantly looking for right services out of the affiliate locations. Orange Ridge Foundation is another location that we're looking to partner with. And so while we don't have necessarily like a brick and mortar presence of our own, we also bring in services into those locations.
My other comment is that I happen to be at a college the other day when you had the band. What a great experience. The staff on that band, that outstanding.
It's great. Yeah, it's great. I mean, because we bring case managers.
Case manager that was from Laguna.
Yeah, awesome.
And she was very good.
Yeah, they're great.
Very impressed.
I appreciate that feedback. Thank you.
Any other, yes.
Mine is not a question, but it's definitely a comment. Just so that the board understands what an undertaking it is to close a center and open a center. I've been with ADD, and this is my 32nd and a half year. It's been a long time. I'm tired. And I don't know how many times I've opened and closed locations, and I've worked with the 3 different boards throughout, you know, Orange County at different times doing all of this. But I have to say, I have to commend the county staff for all of the work and the coordination. It's imagine trying to get 40 people to dance to the same tune on the floor at the same time. And there's 5 different types of music happening at the same time because it takes both of our real estate departments, you know, the primary partner that's moving, the county folks, the IT side from both sides, and then all the additional facilities folks, and then the operator that's trying to kind of be the orchestra leader at some point in time. It is not an easy undertaking. I can tell you, based on all of the moves that I have done, I really appreciated the county real estate department in this move because, yeah, as much as it's always takes, you know, quite a bit of time to put all of our information together, the site searching, finding the place that's going to work best, I can't say enough about that their department. They did an excellent job.
That's great.
And for them to do that groundwork so that then we could, you know, on the as people in the center coordinate our staff and our internal partners and everyone else, along with informing, because I get the calls from the elected officials, well, why is the state leaving here? I'm like, because it costs too much. And then trying to appease them by telling them, you know, there's going to be other services available, you know, to you. But I have to say, outstanding work, you know, outstanding work all around. And, you know, real kudos in particular to the folks from real estate and that developed all of that. It made for such a smooth transition. So thank you.
No, I mean, you're spot on. Like, real estate had a massive undertaking. We had a laundry list of wants, and they checked all the boxes. And Rob kind of touched on it. Like, so, yeah, we have our county requirements, right, and our program requirements, but then there's also the state requirements, which we're required to meet also. So they had basically 2 checklists that they needed to meet, and they were able to meet them all on a very, expedient process, I would say. That there's some deadlines which had to be met. Like, Garden Grove was going to close when it was going to close. There's no option to extend that. So they met some aggressive timelines. Did a fantastic job. And they'll have a representative there later, so you can say hi to them.
Oh, okay.
And I'll let you issue.
Yeah. Whoever did the design, though, can't say enough. I always tell people when I've gone to my other meetings, I just keep from a Temecula meeting with my division. And I'm like, you guys are welcome to see our new site. I said, it's something out of HGTV. So.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
Yeah. Yes. Any other, thank you for that. And he shared that with me a couple of weeks ago as well. So I just want to say this, it's not on the script, but I just want to say, was there one more item?
Yeah, we have the Christmases.
I'm missing that. Okay, great. So that's a sub. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to bring up Anthony. If I can, Anthony Rapini, yes. He's our manager over our Christmases unit.
Thank you, Francis.
Good afternoon, everyone. And it's good to see you again. I'm Anthony Rafik. I'm the WIO Programs Manager, wearing a different hat today. And I'll talk about our performance of the last year, and I'm here with my colleagues from Career Teams. Career Teams is our service provider. This is the first year of their contract. And in this first year, it has been a huge learning curve for them. They've been through their learning about the culture, the systems, and everything that's been going on, plus having to do a change and changing, going to the Laguna office, working from here. So there's lots of they've been handling over the last year. On the good side, they've done at least 534 new enrollments, adult enrollments, and served participants in Orange County, and they've served 248 dislocated workers within our region.
Mm-hmm.
Of that, they have had at least 60% placed in employment by the end of the second quarter, and they have 60% and 63% by the end of the fourth quarter. So they have been really doing that form of case management, recommended training, getting people into jobs, working with the business solutions unit, and trying to get individuals into OJTs. So there's been this huge collaboration with career teams in providing services within Orange County. Some of the other things they've been up to, they've been working at the Theo Lacy Center, providing services in Theo Lacy, the Women's Central Jail. They've been doing lots of outreach within the county, trying to connect with educational institutions, other organizations, we have an outreach plan that they've been really trying to connect with individuals within the county. So I think that's some of the highlights of some of the things that they have been doing in the last year. Based on what we're seeing currently, they are already 50% of their targets of this year's 2023 contracts. It's really what I'm trying to say is the work that they have done in the first year and the learning that they have done has really impacted their performance coming into the second year of their contract. And it really goes to show their collaboration with partners within the one-stop system, working within the community, really getting services into South County. They've really been making that. Equia is running our north location here, and her team have been providing services. So I will invite questions on their performance. I will not go through all the detail, but any questions, I welcome.
Any questions or comments? All right, thank you for that. Now, was there something, Bill, that you wanted to say?
No.
I do want to just share something with you, and it's just in response to the informational items that we received today. The staff has been very, very busy, clearly, throughout the last few months. And I just want to commend you all for the work that you have done and continue to do for the system and for the community. And I'd like to have a stand up. Let's give, because sometimes they're kind of, we don't see them. And so let's go stand up if you're a member of staff, including Nancy, and let's give them all a round of applause. Say thank you for all the work. as we move into, you know, the new year, we're already in the new year, but, you know, collaboration and partnership, the words that I heard you say, and these are things that we definitely want to continue to highlight, not just amongst the team members of the Workforce Development Board, not just the other departments within the County of Orange, but certainly with the community, business community, education, small business, and others who want to be part of this collaborating. So thank you. And that's really quite inspiring. Appreciate that. So let's go ahead and move on to action items that are in the middle of the page. And for some of you, it sounds like for most of them, are we going to do the elections as well? Are we going
to do the action items?
So we're not going to do any action items. Are we going to do any informational at this point, or should we just go ahead and postpone them until the next meeting? All right. So at this time, we're going to postpone those items until the next meeting, which will happen in the month of November.
All right.
Exactly, TBD, unless we already have one in place.
Okay. But we could send out a Survey Monkey with some dates so that we can ensure we get the answer.
Likely before Thanksgiving. So take a look at those, though, because the materials are in there already. And we are at this point going to go to item 10, open discussion. Are there any open discussion items, any questions, anything that is not currently on the agenda from the board that you'd like to put out or share? And this is really an opportunity for us to think more strategically, right? As there are some reports, but as experts in the community in different areas, this is a place, and it doesn't have to be today, but you know, as we move forward, have some space for us to discuss where we currently are and where we can go.
I just would like to report that I attended the California Workforce Conference in San Diego. It was a great experience. I would like to actually invite other board members to attend. It was really good, and I couldn't cover every single workshop, but just the information that was given, they touched on veterans, they touched on justice impacted youth and the additional services that are coming up. They also talked about the jobs of the future and how, you know, we have a goal in the state, right? But the transition has to be just, and the training has to be included in every single conversation. And they highlighted the importance of not only thinking about the youth that are coming in, but also how do we transition those workers who are in my generation, I'm not gonna tell you, but have already dedicated their lives to a certain career, right? And how do we transition them? Rather be providing them with additional training or providing them with, a transition to another job that perhaps can use the same skills. So those were some of the conversations out there, but I do like to encourage, and I think we should definitely get more involved in not only the state, but the national also. Mm-hmm. It was really good. And I think part of the training on what our role is as a board member and our role, as we discussed our issues out there, totally has to be accompanied by some of the staff as well. Because I would have loved to have, you know, one of you sit next to me as we talked about the careers of the future or the youth services, so that we could have bragged a little bit more, right, of what we're doing. So that's my report.
Amazing. Yes.
I'm brand new.
Yeah.
And the learning curve is going to be phenomenal. I know that already. Kathy won't be ahead. Do we have a team within the workforce development group that actually is proactive in going out to businesses and companies and trying to develop partnerships and training programs and so on and so forth?
Yes.
How is that structure set up?
Yes. I'm good at business, or somebody turn it over.
Yes. I'll send over this corner. It's not just me. I do have a group of colleagues that work with me in providing both hiring support to all of our businesses, as well as rapid response and layoff aversion programs and services. And one of the things that we are doing a lot is going out into the community, going to events, making sure that all of these businesses are aware of the services that we have available for them. We're also using our business and economic development call center to help us in outreach support. So one of the things that we've been utilizing is the reports that we get from EDD about all of the businesses who have hiring opportunities. So we give them a call and we let them know, we hear you're hiring, and we have hiring events or job fairs coming up. We have, you know, OJTs and work experiences and incumbent worker training. So we are calling as much and as often as we possibly can to ensure that we are reaching our business community as quickly as possible and as broadly as possible.
Do we have job coaches along with that whole delivery system?
So we have,
you know,
so
what I mean when I say job coaches?
Like our career, we have our case manager. So
somebody that goes out with the intern or somebody that goes out with a trainee and does coaching to help them to acquire the skills.
Job shadowing.
Job shadowing.
Kind of like job shadowing.
No.
No?
No, we don't have that.
Okay.
No.
I'm going to learn a lot.
Yeah, we are getting out there and we are letting them know of all the services that we do have available to try to incentivize them, right, to utilize our services with kind of job training opportunities, with work experience opportunities, and comfort worker training opportunities, as well as all of our other services like pairing events and job fairs, which we actually have a job fair to plug it in here real quickly next month, November 9th at the Laguna Hills Community Center. So I welcome you to please share that with your business partners and your friends and your colleagues, so that if they do have opportunities available for our job seekers, they can register. I'm more than happy to share that flyer and that registration link, because we are trying to build tables right now. So I'd love to give a table to your colleagues. We get VIP service, we get the special table on the front. So let us know. Please share that information. And like I said, we do have a team out there. We're trying to get the word out that we
exist.
Yeah.
Thank you.
These are actually really good questions. So since we are a lot early, I'd like to have an opportunity to just introduce one another as well and give us a sense of, you know, how long I've been involved with the system. But to your point, I believe, and maybe, you know, folks can agree too, that we are all part of that system, right, of helping get the word out about the services that this board provides. I know Kathy has a lot of really innovative programs that answer some of your questions already. And so she's here on the board representing a whole host of activities that respond to that particular question.
We're going to become good buddies.
We are, yes. And also just want to echo what you said about the conferences. I had an opportunity to go to a couple of conferences this year, and really phenomenal content, just seeing the big picture of what we're doing, what other boards are doing, seeing the variances of them, and then seeing that there are some variances, but there are a lot of common things. So it's inspiring, as well as, you know, as a way to kind of see what the possibilities, and I know Francis went to a couple of them as well. So yeah, that's a lot of encouragement.
Yeah,
absolutely. So that's a really phenomenal thing. I know Robin and I are in C1. And then one last thing, and you'll hear this about me. Hopefully this isn't unprofessional, because I like team and collaboration. I'd like for us to get a group photo afterwards before we embark on our tour thereafter, if that's okay with everyone. And then in the meantime, since we've got more than an hour, we'd like to just maybe go around the table and share a little bit about our backgrounds, perhaps, if that makes sense.
Yeah, before we do that, yeah. I just want to say one more thing. I happen to be very lucky to be involved in an innovative project across the nation. And it happens to be in the state of Maryland. And I just want to share it with this group because I feel like it's something we could just ideate about and see if it's even something that we want to do in the future. But what happened in the state of Maryland is the state came out with something called a blueprint and a blueprint plan. And so it really, they call the workforce board the workforce board in the state of Maryland. And in specifically, I've been working with Montgomery County, which is one of the counties in the state of Maryland. So they received funding where they received an imperative to work with K-12 education systems. And as a result of that, I've been involved at a consultant level with what they're doing. And it is pretty amazing to see the education system alignment, not just the K-12, but the community college and four-year college system alignment with the workforce board, whatever you want to call it, and all coming from their state funding under the blueprint model. So they're doing the youth and non-traditional apprenticeships as well. And it's just been a sense of inspiration for me because I happen to be a workforce board member here in Orange County, and our state hasn't put through that mandate. But because their state did, how fast it's moving is kind of unbelievable to me, to be honest with you. So I'll be happy to share that offline and we can talk about it. But I do think that there's some things obviously happening around our nation that involve this group of people and the innovative work that we can do. Mm-hmm. And I think that with the BOA funding and the educational funding and the different things there, it would make sense for us to try and grade and leverage those funds together for the betterment of our citizens and our students and all that kind of stuff. So just a point of inspiration, maybe a model we look at and see how they're doing what they're doing. But want everyone to know about it at least. Oh, one more thing is there's an executive order, obviously, from Governor Newsom around career education. It came out, what, a month and a half ago. And I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but it is a really, it is actually, without the funding piece yet, it is embarking on the same thing I just said a little bit, for the back to his cradle to career plan and what he's hoping happens. I think we have a place to play in that. And so anyway, I think we have an amazing staff here. I think we have some new staff, obviously, to welcome in, and we have a lot of new board members. So I just want to do what I can on my part to play with that synergy and make it, do some new things that we haven't done before, hopefully.
Thank you. Would you like to segue into your introduction?
Sure. I happen to be Kathy Boyd. My official role is I play a director at the Orange County Department of Education. I was once upon a time voluntold that I was going to be an Orange County Workforce Development Board member representing the Orange County Department of Ed. But I have pleasantly, over the past couple of years, really learned the systems from the staff and help. I like to be a solutions-oriented person within what the staff see as barriers so that we can help get through layers of different kind of stuff that doesn't usually go well. So anyway, that's who I am. I have a huge passion for this work, and I happen to be getting a lot of funding at the education level, which I am more than happy to bring into businesses and other education agencies so that we can all work together. But that's who I am, and I'm always open to ideating that we can do something better. That's it. Thank
you. How do I follow that? My name is Bill Hewitt. I've been in higher education for so many years. And I've been Dean of Economic Development, charge of all the special services programs for the colleges, President of the Association for the State of California Higher Ed. I'm excited about being here. I feel like I'm going to learn a hell of a lot more than I get right now. But I do need a list of acronyms. My desire to serve on this board is that I really want to see Orange County become a successful community and deal with the issues of hardcore unemployed, perhaps find a mechanism so that we can recruit industrial training into the city, into the community, and so on and so forth. I know we've got a flight because of taxes and a variety of other things. So we have to address that. I'm excited because of all the people that are sitting here. Frankly, what a group of minds. I was very involved with EDD when the whole CalWORKS thing went into effect down in San Bernardino. I sat on their board for a couple of years. I've been involved with the Department of Rehab I'm very familiar with them. I'm really kind of a resource because I know a lot about a lot of different resources, but I don't know a lot about this board. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
I'm sorry, Bill, which entity or who is it that you represent?
I represented the community college system.
Yeah. Right.
I forget what the name of the guy was that was the regional guy for EDD out there. But that was several years ago.
Yeah.
But a good experience for me. I just learned more about the system than I ever wanted to know.
Well, welcome, Bill.
Thank you
for being here.
Hi, everyone. Gloria Alvarado. I'm the executive director of the Orange County League Federation, representing over 97 locals and over 270,000 union members in Orange County, their families, and their communities. We truly believe in that because, you know, there's no separation. We are the community. We are the ones out there. And there's always issues as business close or you know, training is it's done. I represent. I have the pleasure to work with the trades, but also with the service communities out there in labor. And so, one of the biggest things that we are looking forward is to connecting. So there's a path not only through education, right, but that we know that there will be jobs available for them once they go through the training. So that's who I am, and I'm a resident of Santa Ana. So there's a lot of issues in Santa Ana and everywhere in Orange County. As we look at the partnership, I have to encourage this board to also look at what Santa Ana and Anaheim are doing so that we can perhaps join forces. One of the biggest things that I heard, and it's like a second chance kind of thing. And I just came from the Women in Leadership meeting. So I'm all excited about it. But one of the biggest things, battered women and, homeless issues are the biggest fear on it is how do we provide for our children? How do we provide for ourselves? And as I heard the testimonies, I saw what happened in Anaheim and how they went from being an Anaheim center. Now it's a county center where they're providing connections. Mm-hmm. And I thought, why don't we also jump in? And I'm pretty sure there's already a connection, but perhaps maybe even doing that kind of commitment somehow, somewhere with additional funding that is coming in so that we can provide them a career training or a second chance somewhere so that they don't have to face the fear of moving on and saving their lives in many cases, but knowing that there are support systems that will carry them through the new life that they're seeking. So keep that in mind. Again, I just came from that meeting, so that's what I have in mind. So thank you.
Awesome. Hi, everybody. I'm Annalisa Lukes. I represent the business category on our board, and I am a small business owner. I own and co-founded the Lukes Network, which is a strategy outreach fundraising firm. And my background is in law, executive level management, strategy, and all the other things that have to do with anything related to money, media, and getting a story out in order to get more money, so do more work. In terms of background, I've served a lot, quite a bit in the social nonprofit sector, whether it's in legal services or in affordable housing. And one of our intentions is to help be silo breakers, because we know that, you know, when there's an issue happening in someone's life, there are probably a whole host of other items. And if there were a way that we could really figure out how to almost have a holistic approach. And I know that workforce is one part of it. You know, affordable housing is a big part of what is challenging Orange County and other parts of California. And that's why the financial literacy thing is, I think, really good. Hunger is another item. It's 30% of our people are under the poverty line. 30%. It used to be 10%. It's 30% now here. And so we're in the midst right now of writing about $2 million in funding, because one of the things that we have to overcome as Orange County is this notion that nobody needs help here. So whether we're competing nationwide, we have to tell that story in a meaningful, authentic way to say we need support in this county. And part of the reason why we're involved is we love this area. We love this region. We've been here 5 years, came here. Law school, my partner and co-founder has been here for 40 plus years. We love this region. We work in other regions as well, but we want to make sure that this is as competitive as it can be and will always be that way, because we love this place very much. So thank you.
It's a tough one, Paul. Randy Wetmore with the Hire Workers Local 416. I represent between 416 and Local 433, roughly 9,000 members in the Los Angeles, Orange County area. You know, our main thing is we build. So with development, if nothing's being built, we don't work. So the main struggle we got is the economy, for one, slows down the building process. So, you know, we're all always turning over stones, trying to build, keep our members working, whether it be with iron workers, the electricians, plumbers. We work together with building trades. We're always looking to build. The main thing is you know, get the youth. You're going to have the kids that college isn't for them. They want to work with their hands. Them are the type of students that we're looking for. And then also the working with the people that's formerly incarcerated, because this is second chance for them. We don't discriminate against that. We have women trades. We just did a big thing on the news, if you guys seen yesterday, down at the Clippers Arena with one of our members. She was homeless, and now she's a 433 member. She's thriving. She's doing real well. And then also the veterans. So, you know, after their service for the country, they go help Mr. Hard Hats. We open the door to them. We bring them in. We give them a career. So our training, when they're done here, they can go work anywhere in the United States, Canada, world. Their training from here goes with them worldwide. So that's about it. We're always looking to work.
Hello, everybody. I'm Rob Claudio, and I'm the Deputy Division Chief for the Workforce Services Branch in the Orange County region. I'm also a mandatory partner in WIOA. I'm a Title III. I represent Title III as part of the one-stop system. So even if they didn't want me, I have to be. I think Doug and I are the last men standing on this board. 16 years, is that where we've been? Yeah. So yeah, we precede a lot. We know where a lot of things are buried. But a couple of things. One, going back to your point when we're asking questions about business services. So whatever the county staff and their team do, we do it in partnership. So EDD as part of a one-stop system and being Title III, we're not restricted on who we can assist. So we don't have the typical case management eligibility type, you know, issues. So if they're going out, you know, providing services to, you know, businesses, and they run into job seekers and they don't particularly fit their program, we help them, you know. Mm-hmm. So we're always kind of backing each other up. Business services, we do that in a collaborative and partnership approach too, because we've known so many employers that have done business with us over the years. And we don't, in how, you know, I've run this region, is to ensure that we're not duplicating our efforts with the other boards and including our partners. Because that was the biggest complaint I always heard, where an employer would tell us, well, you called me about a job, but the city of Santa Ana called me about a job. And so five different calls for the same thing. So we're trying, we really, you know, made an effort to try and eliminate a lot of that. And we don't take, you know, credit for anything. We just kind of give credit to, you know, the employers for hiring the job seeker. So, you know, that part is there. We don't do business coaching. I forget the term you use. But if you come to our center and they happen to talk to an EDD representative, we conduct desk coaching. So we do employment preparation. And if they need additional coaching beyond that, provide the workshops and we'll provide some coaching to get them in the right direction. If they need training, then we hand them over to our Title I partner or another partner, like Department of Rehabilitation, that may be better suited, you know, to help the job seeker. So that part we do. With regards to, this goes to Gloria's point, you know, participating in conferences, I do have a suggestion for the staff. And that would be to put a calendar together of all of the, like just within the next year, as we're ending now the calendar year, maybe the next calendar year, of all the conferences that would be coming up, whether it's NADA and CWA, and there may be another organization that I may be missing. But those are typically the conferences that our workforce folks, you know, can participate in or go to. And we have to let the board members know ahead of time that in this month, this one will be happening. So a lot of them are out of state. Some of them are in state, just depends. But that way, if there's any, for planning purposes, for some people, it may be more difficult to say, you know, I need to put this on my calendar 3 months ahead of time in order for me to be able to go to that. So that would be one of my suggestions to make it easier. And then the board can always have a snapshot, you know, coming up in the next quarter, maybe I can go to this one. And if there's an opportunity, they could be nominated or attend. Final one, with regards to the actual participation, well, the National Association of Workforce Boards, I was very thankful for Karma, who was here previously. She made us all members of NOM. So we all can participate in any of their webinars on the NOM website. That's how I found out about the National Association of Workforce Boards. So it's NOB, N-A-W-B. That's how I participated on a webinar about Google Plus certifications. Mm-hmm. And that's how I ended up going back to Karma. I'm like, hey, you know, these certifications are free. You know, they're giving them all these free ones. Why don't they apply? But those webinars are every month. They have different types, different dates. The only thing that you have to be aware of, and I made this mistake once, they're on the East Coast. They're based in D.C. So I signed up for the 1 o'clock webinar, but it should have been at 10 o'clock. And I'm like, won't do that again. But they have different topics. I also participated in when we're having a lot of the supply chain issues. Mm-hmm. I listened in to what was happening in the other states and some of the things that they were contending with. Kind of gave me a little bit of a forecast of what some of the things that we may be facing, you know, as we're so close to the ports and the whole logistics part of it in Orange County. But that's available to all of us.
Thank you.
There's some really informative stuff. I wish I didn't have a day job so that I can.
I know.
Let me sign on to this one and hear what you have to say.
Yeah. Is there a login or password that you need to have, and is that something that we need to have?
Yeah. So when it's interesting. You do have to have a login and password, but they have your name, you know, because
they're signed up already.
So. Whoever does the administration for that, I don't know, that would be a process. But if you haven't done it before, like I can log in because I've done it, you know, more than once. But if you have a problem, I'm sure they can track down, or there's always a number to call, and then you can tell them on the Orange County Workforce Development Board. And they, the only ones that they probably won't have are the brand new ones, but they probably will have the names of the prior board members because they submitted the previous. But I can't say enough about participating in those because you learn so much and you don't have to go anywhere. You're from the comfort of your own. So anyway, sorry to kick up with always so much time. But being here as long as I have, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's so much I could go through. But yes, continue to be very happy to be here and, you know, trying to continue to be a resource to the board. With as much of my institutional knowledge that I can remember. I can't remember passwords at times, but sometimes I can wait a minute, we tried this say 10 years ago. Thank you all and good to see everyone. And, and welcome, Nancy. Good to see you. An old friend, Nancy.
Well, hi, everybody. I am Sherry Han Lam. I'm the regional director for California Department of Rehabilitation. I've been with the department going on 3 decades now, at least 30 years. So I started when I was 12. So I do have a staff house here, Tiffany. We have counselors that house here. And we have 3 offices. My office is in Anaheim, the main office, on Harbor, on the Wells Fargo building. And we have 1 in Orange and Santa Ana. We have one in El Monte that covers the San Gabriel Valley area. So my district is called Orange San Gabriel. Mm-hmm. There are 14 districts statewide, north and south, Southern California. So we help individual with disabilities. It could be any type of disability. It can be a learning disability, physical, blind, deaf. It could be emotional, have a back problems, people who have stroke and result in a disability. So if you're not sure if somebody will have a disability work, please contact them. Now I know the HACC, you guys provide a lot of similar services that we do. However, with Department of Rehab, we can provide a lot more. Mm-hmm. Pretty much we can provide anything that help them to achieve their goal. So I'll list a couple of things. Transportation, books and supply, tuition. If there's a need, we pay full tuition. We have consumer and UC systems, Cal State system, private school. So we can do a lot more to help a person go back to employment. We serve the youth. We go to the high schools to serve the students, and we call those our DOR student services because of we over 16 to 21.
Okay.
So we do a lot, and I want to share that we have an apprenticeship program fair coming up November 16th. I can share the flyer.
Yeah.
My district is contracted with Ready, Willing, and Able. They mainly develop apprenticeships. So right now we have about, I'd say more than 10 or 15 different type of apprenticeship program. And they will be at the fair as well. So I can share that flyer, and it's free, open to the public. So please share that out.
Nice, yes.
Sherry, where's the fair gonna be held?
It's at Hacienda La Puente Adult Education Center. It's in City of La Puente. I'll share the flyer.
Yeah.
So not too far from here. It's 9 to 1, and we had the fair at Anaheim last year. At one ROP North County ROP. So it was great, and it was a huge turnout. We had like 200 people in attendance. So. Because since the pandemic, there was not much fair going on. It's all virtual, right. So it's not the same.
Yeah.
So that was the first time we had it in person. So like, it was a lot of people. We even have schools that bus the students, like a field trip day, like a career day for the students, come and check out the fair and check out the different career and things like that. So we have that this year too. So please come check out if you like that and share that out. Thank you.
And I'm Doug Mangione. I'm with the Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Orange County, local 441. And basically, we're in the same sphere of influence as Randy. We're all part of the building trades. But IBEW, we have 2,500 skilled and trained electricians, men and women, in Orange County only. We have locals throughout the state. We represent Orange County. And then along with our signatory contractors, we jointly manage a traditional construction apprenticeship program, no cost to the students. Every member pays an hourly fee into that thing. So our students come out when we train them, they become electricians and they remain electricians. I've been around for many, many years, and that's the way I got trained and actually stayed in the electrical industry. So we're very proud of our apprenticeships. The building trades too, we're doing training in high schools and colleges. In Orange County, we have Century High School. We have a thing called multi-core curriculum. And we have one at Rancho Santiago. So what we do is we have an accredited class, and they learn all aspects of construction careers. And then we'll go in and speak. We'll have speakers coming from all the different trades. And the idea is to get, young people interested in what's out there. Because in high school, they have no idea beyond their class, beyond their neighborhood, what the heck is going on out there. So, with this program, we open their eyes to a lot of that. But like Randy said, we deal in construction, which deals in the real economy, deals in work. But helmets to hard hats, Randy referenced. We have folks that go down to, we have a thing called VEEP. It's veteran employment, where they go down to the bases and while they're transitioning out, they can take certain classes. So when they come out of the military, no matter where they're going in the country, they can go to a local and get a direct entry into an apprenticeship program. It's very big on getting veterans in, also outreach to women. NAPTU, which is North American Building Trades in Washington in December, they're having a women's in construction conference, and they attract, you know, 2,000 young ladies and from all over the country. They go and what they're up against and how they can get together. So all of our locals, all of the building trades supports that. And we're bringing in more and more women. Early 80s, we started bringing women in. It was really a tough road. Now it's, you know, it's not as uncommon. You know, any of the locals, where there's big pushes to get young ladies into the trades, because it's a good career. We're proud of it. So
real quick, Doug and Randy, I'd like to connect with you offline. As one of our business partners is looking to stand up a lead abatement program for old housing.
Oh, yeah.
Stock in Orange County, yeah. LA, and really beyond.
Building trades. Yeah, a lot of the laborers are involved in that. Yeah. You know, lead abatement and asbestos abatement.
Yeah.
So yeah, we can get in touch with you know, folks that do that.
Amazing. Yeah. We get some students to
absolutely. I want to add in one more thing because I forgot. With the SURF funding coming into the region, I happen to be the education sector lead. I know Doug, you're doing it for
Randy's on it.
Yeah, Randy on. I see both of you guys at the meetings, but. I do think that when that money becomes more like actually available, we know how to look for, we should look at the projects happening within the workforce board and leverage some of that funding into this. I think we're talking about, right? Yeah, I heard you. I love what you were saying earlier, Gloria. So anyway, more to talk about.
There's a lot of federal money, and you know, our job here, we bring construction expertise, you know, where that industry is going, what kind of training is needed. But, you know, we're here to watch federal dollars come by and make sure it gets spent in the right place.
Yeah, right? Really.
Yeah, and that folks get trained and they're on their way to a career.
Yeah, great.
No better program than a career to help somebody get along in life. You know, that's, so, yeah.
Francis? Hello. So, Francis Bond, Deputy Director of the Orange County Workforce Development Board. Been in this role for just a little bit over a year now. I've seen many of you at previous meetings, helping facilitate the operations of the programming. Hoping to select good contractors and support Nancy as best I can.
Thank you. We've heard too much about you. I'm excited to be here and work with you. Thank you very much.
Wonderful.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. Well, if there are no other comments, questions, or feedback from the board, I'll go ahead and adjourn this meeting at 3:21 p.m. Let's go ahead and gather up together, take a group chart, and then the open house starts at 4:21. Use a restroom, but if you